in mental attitude, in personal inward response to events, lies one's chief freedom of will. It might, however, be questioned how far such freedom is illusory, since the response, the attitude, are themselves conditioned by the past and many other things. It is quite correct to state that the past inclines us to think and act in a certain way, but it is also admitted that we can grow, can improve our lives, and change in the course of time.